Still on the Labour front, President Mahama refuted claims that the only language government understands is industrial action by public sector workers. According to him, the right to negotiate is sacrosanct and all available avenues must be exhausted in a bid to bargain for better conditions. The president said going on strike while on the negotiating table is illegal.
There are some ministers who have not been paid because they have to go through the checks that make sure that when they are inputted on the payroll, they really do exist and are where they are so that they can be paid. Unfortunately, because of these integrity issues and the reforms we are going through, it does happen that things like this occur.
So strike is not the only language that government
It's not the only language. Mm. It isn't the only language. Mm. And I think that misperception is what makes everybody declare a strike as soon as they have a grievance. I believe that if we go through the right procedures, we can...
If their demands are met when they declare strike, then it goes to strengthen that whole community.
Not all the doctors have been paid yet. Some of them are still going through the process. I know one young doctor who has only got her social security number last week and has sent it to the accountant general so that the pay can be given. Of those who went on strike, some of them preparation had reached an advanced stage, and so once it was done, it was paid to them. But there are others who are still fulfilling the process to be able to go. But we need to streamline all these so that we don't create these inconveniences to people.
Let me find out this from you, Your Excellency. Recently we had reports that a doctor from Kolebu, obviously on strike, but was rushed to a 37 military hospital where the doctors there are not on strike, and an emergency surgery was performed on that doctor. Your take on that bit of it?
I heard about it too, and I think that is instructive. If we go on an illegal strike and you're a doctor and you would run emergency services and outpatient services, your mother may be in the village in Bole, might have an emergency or be involved in an accident, and because doctors are on strike, she'll die. And so it's not just us, you know, who are not doctors who suffer.